Government line on this is that this happened across the border, and it was nothing to do with the sales process. It was any of the problems here are with the buyers. But PIMCO approached NAMA and said that they'd been asked to provide payments to third parties, and they were being advised by Brown Roderick solicitors and Toohan solicitors. And NAMA says they asked them, they threw them out of the process. PIMCO says they voluntarily left the process. But then along comes Cerebus, lo and behold, being advised by the same advisers again, Brown Roderick and Toohans. And we hear then that £7 million was paid across into an Isle of Man bank account after the sale went through. Well, there has to be, in my mind, there's a very clear conflict of interest there. And that is up for NAMA in Dublin to answer why they did not pick up on it, why it didn't set alarm bells ringing within Dublin and within NAMA head office, that here we have one group withdraws from the sale and along comes another group looking to buy it with the exact same advisers and the exact same fixers that put the process in place. And then NAMA says it's nothing to do with us, and we're not involved in it. That in itself is grounds enough that there should be an investigation into this. And then we hear now that Cerebus are tendering for Project Arrow in the south, and the same process is going on again. This government has to insist that there is a commission of investigation into NAMA to have all these issues teased out, and at the very least, the sale of Project Arrow should be cancelled until after that investigation takes place, because there is definitely something very rotten in both states here.